7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, I hope this doesn't start up again. Wait, was this such a good idea? It seems a little warm now. Too late, time to start. Hello, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And one of the most important standing rules of the Dubious Goals Committee is that when the weather is nice, I must go outside. I must go outside and walk around, get some exercise, enjoy the weather, because I never get to go outside otherwise. There's such a small window of Tobe outside ability that when that window opens, we need to seize the opportunity. So, where are we today? Oh. Yeah, before I left, I had a hell of a sinus attack. That took a while for it to straighten itself out, and now I'm kind of it's still all weird. What is this sound up here? Hey, what's in here? Oh, damn it, web face. Web face, maximum. What am I hearing? It might just be this squirrel that's above me in this tree. But what? Okay, we got multiple squirrels being weird. Okay, no problem. Got it under control. Anyway, I'm looking into the ditch. The ditch is dry. Where am I? We're not even... Tobe, focus. Explain to the people what we're doing. Well, we are out here at the OPPD Arboretum. That's right. Finally, we're back at OPPD. OPPD. I love OPPD. I love you, OPPD. Okay. Hey, they cut down a couple of trees over here. I guess that's cool. That one was kind of messed up. What is OPPD? For all my new members of the committee, any committee members who may have joined the committee, who may have been investitured in the committee since this spring, these members may not know what OPPD is, so let me break it down. OPPD is an acronym that stands for Omaha Public Power District. And the Omaha Public Power District is the electrical utility in my town of Omaha. OPPD is a subset of NPPD, Nebraska Public Power District, because I live in Omaha, Nebraska. This is a public utility, which is why we get our electricity so damn cheap. And if they would turn the Fort Calhoun nuclear reactor back on, we could get even cheaper electricity, and we could get, dividends. Yeah, when we have enough extra power, we sell it to Warren Buffett over at MidAmerican Energy, and we make money and we all get checks. I haven't gotten a check from OPPD in a while. Okay, I've entered the forest. Tobe, what are you talking about? Omaha Public Power District has a forest? Well, sort of, yeah. Crossing over the second bridge. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's damp. There's like puddles. No flowing water. But I heard that there's a rumor that it might rain later tonight. You can see the paths where the animals have been running around here. Might rain tonight, so maybe we'll have fungus action in the morning. So anyway, I'm at the OPPD Arboretum. OPPD acquired some land in my neighborhood. On this corner of this section of land, there is an electrical power substation. It's been here as long as I can remember. And when I was a kid, this was a farm. Well, actually, I think it was a farm before me. But when I was a kid, it was a farm in ruins with a ruined farmhouse, just a foundation or two. And it started to rot away and whatever. OPPD acquired the land. And they turned this into sort of a little park. But it's not any old park. It's an arboretum. They insist on calling it the OPPD Arboretum. And it's great because not only is it sort of a little park, there's a little forested area, which I'm in right now, that has trails where you can walk around in. It's very nice, and we can see dudes out here and mushrooms and all kinds of fun stuff is out here at OPPD. And it's right up against the interstate. So you should be able to hear considerable traffic sounds as I'm walking through this very peaceful forest. It's otherwise very peaceful forest, yeah. We got squirrels running around. We've got people with cameras running around and kids running around. This is a very, very popular place to take photographs. You can come out here on a weekend and you will find people taking their wedding photos here. Yeah, at the electrical power substation. That's a good place to have our wedding photos taken. Oh, it's kind of nice here. But yeah. So anyway, the whole purpose of the Arboretum is to teach people what kind of trees that they should plant near their homes and in their gardens. And which trees not to plant because they might interfere with overhead power lines. Which trees will help shade your home in the summer so you can use less electricity? What kind of trees not to plant under your power lines so they don't grow up and, you know, knock your power out? This is a very educational place. You will also see, during certain times of the year, like homecoming or graduation, any time when kids are dressed up in a formal manner, they get dragged out here to be photographed. They get dragged out to the electrical substation for their photos. It looks really different in here. There's a lot of different plants, a lot of different ground cover, and I know some of this is that bad stuff. The bad stuff that they're tearing out of Herrenhaven. Herrenhaven isn't that far away. I'm at the intersection of, 108th and Blondo. Herrenhaven is at 120th and Maple. How far is that? That's a kilometer as the bird flies. So yeah, now I'm trying to look back into the foresty area by the interstate, because this is where deer like to be. This is how deer get in here. But man, there's so much crap growing now that I don't know if deer can get in here anymore. This is kind of weird. Yeah, I'm on the old deer trail. This is the trail that I'm walking on right now. Used to literally just be a deer track through the forest. But so many people, including myself, discovered it and started walking along it and stuff. And when you'd get to right about here, the odds of you running into deer around this bend were, oh, like 50-50. It happened to me so many times. You just come around this bend and then, you know, 6 meters away, there's just three deer just standing there. Three whitetails. It's pretty cool. But yeah. Yeah, see, this is that stuff. The invasive species little bush that's destroying Herrenhaven is taking over in here, too. They really need to take care of this. They need to get in here and start, because once this gets out of hand, it's hard to abate. So anyway, what are we doing here at the OPPD Arboretum today? Well, it's a nice day. We've spent so much time in the creek recently, I thought we needed a change. And plus, I thought this would give us some small opportunity to maybe find some fungus. You know, I'm not gonna go up there. I'm gonna cross the creek here. There's a couple of little creeks that run through here, this little arboretum. Mostly this is just drainage coming off of the interstate. And they're dry. It's dry, dry, dry here. So dry. And so because there's two little creeks, that means there's little bridges. There's little bridges. What's this, the third bridge that we've crossed so far? I haven't even mentioned it. That's another great aspect of this place. With the number of bridges it has, how many bridges does it have? I've always tried to count them, but then I always forget one. So there's that one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if you count the land bridge. And what else? I don't know. But due to the location of the bridges and how they are arranged, etc., etc., you can play. Oh. One of my favorite games ever here at the OPPD Arboretum, and that game is called The Seven Bridges of Königsberg. That's right. Somebody made chalk marks on this circle. I'm standing in the little amphitheater. There's a little circle of concrete here where the path becomes paved as it goes back into the out of the forest and into the main area. And this circle is what? Let's count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4.5 meters in diameter. And there's some wooden benches. There's 6 wooden benches that are kind of small, very industrial looking. They look like they've been made out of pylons and railroad ties. And they're just up close. You could probably sit, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, there's 3 dozen. You could get 50 people sitting here, and you could have a little concert. It's not much of an amphitheater, but, you know, whatever. Up there, there's a little pavilion, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to walk up this side of the area. So, yeah, I like to come up to this place a lot, especially in the spring, because, well, there's known morel areas. Morel mushrooms grow here, and every year I tend to find the most right here in this area, up here in the secret mushroom corner. There used to be a lot of marmots in here, too. In fact, that old den right over there was a birthing den. And you'd be walking right around here, and you'd see little baby marmots pop out onto the trail. And they would freeze, and they would look at you, and you'd go, "What the hell is that?" baby marmots are super cute. You can't tell what they are when they're on the little bark path. Then they see you and they go, oh, then their little litter mate jumps out at them and attacks them, and then they play and then they run back into the... Baby marmots are hilarious. So great. All right. Squirrel in a tree. Speaking of trees, we have now come to the area where they cut down the witch's butter tree. There was a tree right here. Here's its stump. It grew at a funny angle, and it produced a fungus known as witch's butter, which is a yellow jelly fungus. It was cool. It looked like lemon-flavored jello. Like you take a big cube of lemon-flavored jello and you stick it on a tree. Boom. That's what it looked like. It was cool, but they cut the tree down. This stump still produces stuff every once in a while, but not at this time. Now, should we get up into the deep forest? Yeah, what the hell? Nobody's looking. Nobody's even around here. So what we do is we sort of push these branches aside like this. And we can duck under here. Yeah, and now... We're in my secret mushroom zone. This is where my morels grow. And I'm on a little deer path that winds back through here. And this is all kinds of good mushroom area. Not only do we get morels back here, but we get a lot of other cool stuff. Yeah, and a lot of this invasive crap is growing in here. We might not be able to get back here much longer. Yowza. I'm going to have to come in here with massive tools of destruction and take out this stupid stuff that's no good. Okay. Let's keep moving up here. Yeah. If this stuff pushes the ivy out, we're going to be in big trouble. Because this ivy is critical for morel growth. It's the sunshade. It's the umbrella for our mushrooms. Ugh. All right. Jeez, I can't even... I'm not even going to try to go back there. Although, this one log is always really good. Nothing on the log. Jeez, there could be deer standing right here and I'd never be able to see them. There's a little path here that goes over there to where a drainage thing kind of comes down from the interstate. And there's a break in the fence. And that's where deer come in. Deer will walk through the they'll walk along the interstate corridor because it's kind of up high and they can be down low and not even be seen and walk, and they can come in here, and this is where we often see deer. web. Okay, we're gonna need a web stick, aren't we? This is not the web stick area, is it? Yeah, this might work. No, this is not going to work. The trail that I'm on now is literally just a deer trail. And it heads up... Okay, I can't find any damn deer sticks. I mean any... any web sticks. I gotta go all the way back here. A deer stick. Oh, I would never get a deer stick. That's just rude to deer. The other thing about being back here is, in this secret foresty bit, is that there are squirrels in here that get really obnoxious. Especially in the springtime. And I like to refer to them as the Angry Brothers, because they just... You come in here and they will just rack, rackety, rack. They will just chatter at you. They will throw walnuts at you. There's chunks, there's walnuts on the ground right here, and walnut peels and everything. And you will get hit by walnuts. Wow. It's really crazy back here. Everything is really, really overgrown. And it's that stupid invasive species stuff. I can't see jack. And up here is where the deer relaxation lounge is. Oh, big web, get that out of my face. There's a little spot right up here that's now probably too overgrown, but right back in there, deer like to just sit down and they'll chill out. And they might sleep there overnight, I don't know. But yeah. We're probably not going to be able to come through here next year. It's going to be so thick and blocked. What is back there? What am I seeing? I can't tell. Wow. Can barely get through here. It used to be nettles. Now I just heard something back there. Maybe I did see something. Is there a dude back there? Probably a deer going, hey, we haven't seen that guy in a while. Yeah, this is terrible. I cannot get out here. I'm trying to make it into the sumac zone. Okay, I made it into the sumac zone. And now the sumac is being choked out by all this stupid invasive crap. I'm gonna have to bring a machete next time. There's walnuts everywhere. They look like little green golf balls. Okay, gotta push my way through some branches again. Ugh. And I'm out. Oh, geez. It's terrible back there. Oh, and here's some dead mushrooms going next to this log. Back on the path. Ugh. And I'm covered in plant material. Detritus. I hope I'm not covered in ticks. When is tick season again? I don't know. Okay. So maybe it is getting a little hot. Maybe I should have stayed indoors today. I think tomorrow's going to be a little bit too warm. Oh no, wait, what did it say? We might actually get rain tonight. There's a small chance of rain. I think they said 40% at some point. So that'll be good. We gotta get the rain so we can get some fungus action going here. But then I saw, like, in a day or two, it's gonna be a little bit too warm to be outside again. So we'll probably have to stay indoors and do some other stuff instead. Which will be good because I can tell you about all the progress I'm making, which isn't all that much. On a couple of other little projects, little electronic things. All right, I'm walking back into the forest, back on the path. Now we're heading back the way we came. And gosh, seems like there was something else I was gonna tell you today. I've been watching the trains in Japan a lot, in the village of Fuefuki, which is probably pronounced Fuefuki in Japanese. You gotta drop all those letters. Okay. Yeah, so we're not getting a lot of deer or marmots in here anymore, are we? Yeah. the marmots still have a couple of good places, I think, up there, and they can always have their little dens under the bridges, which they love to do. I don't blame them. Oh yeah, there's another thing I want to do. I gotta remember, I have some ideas for doing some synth stuff. I thought, hey, what if I do this? Or hey, what if I do that? And one of the things I was thinking about was, wait, what was it? Oh yeah, we've got to use the new clock to see if we can use that as an FM source, because we can crank that thing up pretty high, frequency-wise. And there was something else I was going to do. Something with performance? No, I don't remember. It was not car plus strong. I don't need to do any of that because I've already got a good pluck machine. What was I? I don't even know. Alright. Stomping along here. Going by one of the morel mushroom areas. The very first time I found morels out here, they were right back in there. Right behind that tree. And I was a happy camper. And we find them up there sometimes too. And we find them over here. But down here, along this path that leads out to this bridge, there is an area. What is that? I'm hearing a bug trying to get me. And this is that area. Well, I don't see any signs yet. There is a... I don't see Jack. We need rain. Once it rains, we're going to get a bunch of those huge, what I like to call golf ball mushrooms. They're, when they grow up out of the ground and they stalk and they form the head, it looks like a golf ball because they're white. It's the exact size of a white golf ball. Ooh, look. Hey, they might be cutting out some of the invasive species stuff right here. Good. Smart job, boys. Keep up the good work. Anyway, these golf ball mushrooms then open up. And they have a nice, big, flat, broad disc of a cap that looks like, I don't know, a tea saucer. And they can get pretty big. Okay. I now want to sneak up on this bridge up here, because this is the Marmot Bridge. There's dens under this bridge. But I don't see any evidence of anybody being under here. Which is always so funny. Yeah, I remember when there was one sitting right here. A baby marmot was sitting right here on the bridge, and I took a good picture of him. There is no evidence at all of any marmots being under here. Hey, they cleared out some of the forest back here, too. Yeah, but it's not happening fast enough. This is going to get overgrown very bad, very fast. Okay, so we crossed the little marmot bridge here. I can see my car. And I don't feel like going up into the other zones because the sun is out. And I'm real borderline right now. So, without remembering what it is I was going to tell you, I think I'm just going to head back to my car, go home, and eat a nice lunch. I got a croissant, I got some turkey and some cheese and some lettuce, and I have some cheesy poofs and some pickles. That's what I'm going to eat. So let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. We're in the middle of the fall autumn outdoor season, so let's enjoy it while we can. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.